Dominic on Friday interviewed Borat.
Woo wah, wee wah.
And we haven't played it yet, so we're going to play it today. In fact, we're going to play it now.
It's taken a substantial amount of editing, hasn't
it?
Do you know what?
It's been a nightmare. It's the interview itself was about 16 minutes long, and I've got about just under 3 minutes.
Did you get the note from Piers?
Yes. Yeah. I've taken that word out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you hear about this, Rach? Do you hear about this, Dave?
Yeah.
There's certain words that are offensive to certain people, so they've all been removed.
Yeah. Well, so it's just, well, he sent you that note, otherwise you might have left it all in.
Exactly.
You know, being the professional that you are.
Mm.
Dude, don't forget to take out all the swearing, yeah? Oh, really? You want to take it out? Okay. Crazy. All right, so should we play it?
Yeah, let's play it.
Okay, this is when Dominic met Borat.
Borat, hello to you.
Yak so much. Hello to you, England peoples.
Firstly, whereabouts are you this morning? Because I'm phoning you very early in the morning.
I am phoning from Kazakhstan's phone box.
Okay. How many phone boxes does Kazakhstan have?
I am in it.
Okay, you're in the only one.
Yeah.
Now, the reason we're speaking to you, Borat, is because you are now an international author. Just describe what is in that book, if you could.
In the book is many guidings to my country, places to make visitings. For example, it shows a major tourist destination in Astana, our capital city. Please, if you read about the great statue of Melvin Gibson, it stands over 700 feet tall and has a staircase inside so children can climb up.
We don't have a statue like that in the UK.
Yes, and next to it is also, there's written about Astana Zoo in our capital. I know in the UK, some of your zoos, there are rumors of cruelty. At Astana Zoo, we guarantee it.
Borat, in your book, you talk a lot about ping pong, which is a huge sport in Kazakhstan, is it not?
Yes, ping pong is the third biggest sport in Kazakhstan. Also, we have the sport named Harusak. This involves carrying a woman against her will for the furthest distance possible. Our champion is Premier Nazarbayev, who can carry a 320-pound woman for almost 7 kilometers.
Now, Borat, the recent World Cup draw has been made, which I'm sure you were watching with interest. England have been drawn in the same group as Kazakhstan.
I know, we will crush you. Kazakh training methods have made us guaranteed to be victorious against your English and Nancy boy side.
How do you fancy your chance?
We do not want David Beckham's. We do not want.
Why not?
He has openly shown that I have seen many photos of him with his husband. A very skinny man.
Ah, now I think that would be Victoria Beckham. I think you're talking about his wife, one of the Spice Girls there.
Ah.
Borat, thank you very much indeed for talking to us today.
Thank you very much, Chenkuye. I love you, and I would like that you come visit me, and together we have a nice time.
We would love to visit you in Kazakhstan, and perhaps...
Paul, and goodbye, peoples of England. Oh. What? How do you do? My name is England, Queen of England.
And there he goes.
Did he have a message for me?
He had a special message for you.
Say hello to Christine Moss.
I'll say hello to Christine Moyles for you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What I thought
say
as well...
Say hello to Christine Moyles.
I'll say hello to Christine Moyles for you.
As a special treat for Rob...
Yeah.
Thank you. As a special treat for Rob DJ...
No.
...who likes Borat...
No.
I thought, why not get Borat to do...
No.
...the internationally recognised pub quiz chant?
Does Rob know about this?
No, I don't think so.
Should we ring him?
Yeah.
I don't know, he hasn't done it, has he?
He has, yeah.
Okay. What name, please? Boarding pub DJ. That's a funny interview, man.
He was good.
Say hello to Christine Moss. Yeah.
Oh, come on, Rob, what are you doing, man? Maybe he's not
in.
Rob, he must be in.
He's got to be listening.
He'll be gutted if he finds out we've rung him and he hasn't answered.
We'll play it to him again.
Hi, Rob DJ here. This is the Rob DJ messaging service.
Do it again.
What?
No, go and play
it. He must be around.
Rob DJ, I don't know.
Say hello to Christine Moss. Yes.
Oh,
so he said that was him.
He doesn't answer phone with you.
Well, he's not answering. He's not
rubbish.
All right, so this is... should we play Rob doing it and then have Borat do it?
Yeah.
So this is... what, this?
When I say pub, you say quiz. Pub.
Quiz.
Pub.
Quiz.
Okay.
When I say pub, you say the quiz. Pub.
Quiz.
Pub.
Quiz. You've got to say the quiz.
Yeah.
When I say pub, you say the quiz. Pub.
The quiz.
Pub.
The quiz.
A pub.
The quiz.
So thank you very much, Borat. He's got a book out as well, which is very funny.
Is it?
Mm.
That wasn't apparent from the interview.
How can people get hold of the unedited interview? That's what people are texting.
We're working on that at the moment.
Really?
Yeah. There's just so much you can't put in, unfortunately.
Louis?
Chris, I like this.
That's good. Yeah. And he's done his little jingle as well.
Yaksumas, this is Borat. Wherever I am in the UK and Kazakhstan, I always make a listening to Chris Moss' show on International Radio 1.
And what else, Borat?
When I say pub, you say the quiz. Pub.
The quiz.
Pub.
The quiz. Borat's book is out. Go and buy it. 8:23.
Bob, you say the quiz.